It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out. Smother the blues with tenderness. There's room for you, room for me, for gentle hearts and opportunity. It's the bigger love of the family.
Seven times nine?
63.
Thanks. Lil, what's 8 times 9?
72.
No, what's 9?
81.
Hello, ladies. I thought we'd all do our homework together.
Uh-oh, Dad's paying bills. I'm out of here.
Me too.
I wouldn't go in there, Grandma. Dad's paying bills.
I can take my medication anytime.
It's time to put some food in that little belly of yours.
Thanks, Rachel, but I just had a couple of donuts.
I was talking to little Richie. Carl, could you hold the baby for me for a second?
Well, is he dry?
Hello.
How about a big smile for your Uncle Carl? Come on. Oh, there it is. Oh, he's crazy about me, Rachel.
Excuse me, but are you by any chance paying bills?
Yes, why?
Come on, Richie. We're out of here.
Just the man I wanted to see. Dad, I got this really big problem, and you're the only one that can help me. I gotta have new high tops.
Edward, the ones that you're wearing are practically new.
I can't wear these anymore. See? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
So?
So it's embarrassing. The guy's retired. I think I look great in a pair of Michael Jordans.
I think you'd look great in a military academy.
Dad, I'm serious. I gotta have new high tops. Besides, only $70.
Edward, I would not pay $70 for a pair of shoes if Lola Falana was in them. You are not getting new high tops.
Thanks a lot. Freshman year shot.
Hi, honey. How was your day?
Harriet, our food bills are getting higher every month. Do we have any kids you haven't told me about?
I guess this is not a good time to tell you that the car needs a tune-up.
Well, I guess I'll dump in some more of that tune-up in the can stuff.
I tried that. The car spit it back at me. Tom, we must have the money. The police department just got a pay increase. When does it kick in?
It already kicked in.
That's funny. I didn't feel a thing.
Harriet, why don't you ask for a raise? If anyone deserves one, it's you. You are the best elevator operator at the Chronicle.
Carl, I'm the only elevator operator at the Chronicle.
Well, what I mean to say is, everybody likes you down there, and, well, honey, we sure could use the money.
Well, you got that right. I'll go in and see Mr. Seeger tomorrow after work and ask him for a raise.
That's my girl.
You almost finished paying bills?
I just started.
I'm out of here. Hi, honey.
Hi, baby. How'd it go at work today?
Well, I walked into Mr. Seeger's office and asked for a raise.
And what happened?
He gave me this. How about mother-in-law?
Hi, honey.
Come on.
Harriet, please tell me that I'm looking at a bonus.
No, Carl. You're looking at severance pay.
What?
As of tomorrow, the Chronicle will have a new self-service elevator.
That's great, Mom. It'll make your job a lot easier.
Edward, your mother was just fired.
From her job?
No, from a cannon.
Harriet, that's terrible. I thought they liked you.
They do. That's why they didn't go self-service years ago. They didn't have the heart to fire me.
Oh, what changed their minds?
Well, I could be wrong. But I think it was when I took Carl's advice and marched in there like a fool and asked for a raise.
Way to go, Carl.
What happened? You people look like you're at a funeral.
We are. Mom's job just dropped dead.
What?
I was fired today, Rachel.
Don't worry, Harriet. Everything is gonna be fine. Look, if we need extra money, I'll get some part-time work.
But if we need some quick cash, we can sell Judy's toys. Mom!
Fold.
Stuff. Seal.
Fold.
Stuff. Seal.
Fold.
Stuff. Seal. So this is the kind of job that's gonna save the family.
Hey, don't break our rhythm. We're a well-oiled machine. Fold.
Stuff. Seal. I'm Rachel.
Yes, honey.
What are these?
That's the other half of what we're supposed to be stuffing.
Unseal. Unstuff.
Unfold.
Harriet, you are going to get a job today. I can feel it.
That's what you said all week, but I still don't have a job.
Well, today is your day, honey. I just know it.
Nobody's hiring elevator operators.
Well, then forget about being an elevator operator. Honey, there must be 1,000 jobs out there that you'd be perfect for. All you have to do is find one of them. Now, come on, where's that Harriet Winslow I can do anything smile? There it is. Now, see, who can resist that smile?
Thanks, I feel better already. And today is the day. When I walk back through that door, I'm gonna have me a job.
Go get him, Tiger.
Dad, I've been thinking.
No, Edward, you're not getting those high tops.
How did you know that's what I was thinking?
Because, son, I know that you have a one-track mind, and right now it is on shoes. Now, if you want those high tops, you're gonna have to use your own money.
Use my own money? For shoes? Time I save enough for those high tops, I'll be dead.
Well, now, don't worry about that. We'll just bury you with your feet sticking out so people can see them. Harriet, back so soon? What's wrong?
The car broke down at the end of the block.
You left the car in the middle of the street?
No, it left me in the middle of the street.
Come on, son, let's go push the car back home. Oh... Don't worry, honey. Things aren't that bad.
Did I mention that the car was on fire? Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Any luck finding a job today?
Nothing. Not a nibble. But tomorrow's another day.
Well, now, listen, you just sit down and relax. I already made dinner.
Great. I'm starved.
Everybody to the table.
Oh, that cornbread looks good.
I like the red jello.
Harriet, you know, if you don't find a job soon, you can always help us stuff envelopes.
Thanks. Carl, I'd like to say grace tonight. Do you mind?
Oh, go right ahead, Mama.
Dear Lord, we thank you for this food we have before us. And we ask you to watch over us and to give Harriet the strength she needs to go out every day looking for work. Please
Bless her with patience and understanding as she is turned away from job after job after job after
Amen,
job.
Mama. After Mama. Job. Amen. Amen.
Thanks for cooking tonight, Mother Winslow.
Well, I'm only trying to help. You know, this entire meal only costs $4.60.
Wow. If it's one thing my mother knows, is how to feed a large family on a small budget.
Well, I lived through the Depression.
What's a depression?
Oh, it was a long time ago, honey. The banks had failed. People lost their jobs and had to live on practically nothing. Pass this to your father.
What is that?
That's mashed turnips and bacon.
I don't see no bacon.
I only use the drippings. I can get another meal out of that meat. That's why they call it a depression dinner.
Well, I'm depressed.
Carl, there could be rough times ahead.
Mother, This is only temporary.
That's what they said about the Depression. And it lasted 10 years. 10 long years. And then the war started.
I'm sorry, Mother Winslow. I'm not hungry anymore.
Me neither.
Sit down and eat your turnips.
I just don't know why everybody's complaining. I always love turnips.
Maybe it was parsnips.
Excuse me. Do you mind if I join you?
Go ahead, but I'm not gonna be good company.
Well, now I don't know about that. Honey, I know how frustrating it is for you going out there every day for a job and coming back empty-handed. But you just can't give up hope, you know?
Carl, your mother's right. It's gonna get a lot worse before it gets better. Let's face it, all I've ever done is run an elevator.
Oh, now, Harriet, you know that's not true. You work for the police department.
But that was years ago. And then it was only for a few months before I got pregnant with Eddie.
Boy, do I remember that. That was some wicked morning sickness.
Yeah, but after the doctor prescribed those pills, you were fine.
Well, we got through that together, and we can get through this together.
I don't know, Carl. You know, I thought I'd be able to find a job making as much as I did on the old one. But now I see I'm going to take whatever I can get.
No. I don't want you doing that.
Carl, we need money. And I'm not going to let this family down.
Have you heard about any jobs that you might find exciting?
Well, there was one, but they're not going to give it to me.
Well, what was it?
Well, the other day when Mr. Seeger was firing me, I noticed a posting for a security job at the Chronicle.
Now, there you go. Honey, you can do that. Harriet, you graduated from the police academy. You know the Chronicle building? You'd be perfect.
You know, the job requires management experience. They don't tell me no.
Honey, it's not what they tell you. It's what you tell them. All you have to do is show them who you really are. And you know they're gonna want you real bad.
You think so?
I did. You're the best thing ever happened to me.
Carl, you should have gone into sales.
Well, when you got a great product, it sells itself.
Thanks, honey.
Come on in.
Hello, Mr. Seeger.
Harriet, what a surprise. It's nice to see you back at the Chronicle.
I like the new self-service elevator.
Oh, yeah, it's a beaut, isn't it? We should have put one in years ago. No, I didn't mean that the way it sounded.
Well, then I didn't hear it the way it sounded.
Right, yeah, I'd love to sit and chat with you, dear, but I'm right in the middle of interviewing people for the assistant director of security.
Oh, I know. I'm your next interview.
Harriet, that's a management position.
Oh, I read the description, and I think I can handle the job.
Okay, do you have a resume?
Oh, yeah. I typed it myself.
That's nice.
let me see. Two jobs, the one here at the Chronicle.
Oh, I see you worked at the police department.
Yes.
Oh, but it was a clerical job.
But I did graduate the police academy.
Harriet, I like you. You know that. But this job isn't right for you. When something comes along that is right, I'll give you a call. I know how tough it is out there. So would you mind asking Miss Olson to send the next applicant in?
Mr. Seeger, I really believe I could do that security job.
Harriet, I'm trying to be nice. But the fact is, this job requires management experience. I mean, you'd have people working under you. You'd have to be a leader, an organizer, a mediator. And quite frankly, this job is way out of your league.
Oh, really, Mr. Seeger? For your information, I have management experience coming out of my ears.
That's not on your resume.
Yes, it is. Right there. See? It says Mrs. Harriet Winslow. I worked here full-time, and I was a full-time mother. You want to talk management? I managed a home, a household budget, and a family. And Mr. Seeger, I'm talking about a job you can't call in sick for, you never get a raise or overtime, and you can't take vacation. Every day I'm a leader, an organizer, and a mediator. Those are my qualifications. You want references? Call Eddie, Laura, and Judy Winslow and ask them about my work. You know the number. I'm home.
Harriet, you've been gone 5 hours. What happened?
Well, I went to see Mr. Seeger. I stared him straight in the eye, and I told him I could do the job, that I deserved the job, and that he'd be a fool not to give me the job.
And then he gave you the job.
No, he told me I was unqualified, so I told him off.
And that took 5 hours?
No, it only took about a minute. But it felt so good, I treated myself to a double feature.
Well, good for you, honey.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hi, baby.
Dad, guess what? Your son has saved $70 from working overtime at the market.
Well, I'm proud of you, son. So I guess the next time we see you, you'll be wearing a new pair of high tops.
Not really, Dad. Here, thought you could use this to pay some bills.
Harriet, we should feed this boy turnips 5 times a day. Thank you, son.
Oh, Harriet! Honey, congratulations. I am so happy for you. Now, I know you didn't get your first paycheck for a while, so I took my envelope money and went out and bought this family a celebration dinner. Honey, I got steak, I got potatoes, I got salad, I got the works. Are you excited? I know you must be. Honey, you must feel fantastic. I know I do. In fact, I'm so happy I could slap myself. Girls, you can put those turnips away. Tonight, this family is eating steak.
What happened? You hit a cow on the highway?
No. Your mother got a new job at the Chronicle.
Hey, hold on. Now, Rachel, I appreciate your enthusiasm, but I didn't get the job.
You didn't?
No.
Well, back to the turnips.
I can't believe Mr. Seeger didn't give you that job.
Well, I did my best. It just didn't work out.
But how could he change his mind like that? Especially after all the nice things he said about you today.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You talked to Mr. Seeger today?
Yeah, he phoned about an hour ago.
Hold it now. Well, what did he say?
Well, he mentioned that he was very impressed by some speech you made and that he hoped that you could start on Monday.
I'll call Mr. Seeger.
How'd the job interview go?
We don't know, Mama. She either got the job or she didn't.
Those would be the choices.
Hello, Mr. Seeger. This is Harriet Winslow. Did you call my house earlier today? We got a little mixed up in the message. Fine.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Yes, Dad!
Now, wait, listen. I just want to say thank you. And to say how proud I am of everybody. These last few weeks weren't easy. But we pitched in there, we got through it.
Now, why don't you all pitch in and help me with this dinner?
Okay.
You set the table. You peel the potatoes. You get the bread.
Honey, get me a knife.
I'll get you a knife, honey. You ain't said nothing but a word.
What was that for?
That was for being you. Thanks for believing in me, sweetheart.
I was just returning the favor. You believed in me when I was afraid to take the sergeant's exam. You told me I could do it. I not only did it, I aced that sucker.
And I was so proud of you.
It only took me 5 tries.